Good evening. So, if you've been watching the news and paying attention to recent events, we see that a man named Charlie Kirk was assassinated last week. If you pay attention to local news, then you may have seen that a former teammate of mine, Rudy Johnson, died a couple of days ago, maybe yesterday. So, death is right around the corner for all of us. We don't know when our time is. We don't know the circumstances that are gonna play into effect of our death, if we're gonna die in our beds at home, if we're gonna be in a car accident, or if a stray bullet is gonna get us, or if somebody's gonna intentionally shoot us. We don't know what's gonna happen, but we do need to know for sure where we're going when that time comes. So we can't control our death. We can't control when that's gonna happen. God is in control of all of that. But we do have control over where we go when our time is done. We do have control on if we're ready to go when our time is done. And we should know that only true followers of Jesus are gonna be the ones that are gonna be with him after we die. So, it's easy to fool people. We can put on appearances of being righteous, being holy, but we can't fool God. God knows everything about us. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7 tells us that people look at outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. And so if we are playing a role, outwardly showing that we're believers, that we're followers of Christ, but inside our hearts are not clean, we're not doing the things that we should be doing to follow Christ, then God knows it. We can fool people, but we can't fool God. Hebrews 4:13 says, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. All of us have to give an account someday of what we've done, the things that we've said, how we lived our lives, the things that we've believed, and how we've acted. There's tons of people in the church, churches all around the world, including churches of Christ, and there's tons of people in the world at large that have an appearance of godliness. Titus 1, verses 16 tells us that of such people that they claim to know God, but by their actions they deny him. So are our actions denying God? When we're out in our lives, in our world, do our actions deny God, or do our actions prove that we truly know him? Do we behave righteously whenever we are around church folks, church people? And then when we get out away from church, do we revert back to the world? Do we talk like the world talks? Are we cursing? Are we lying? Are we stealing? Are we cheating others? If somebody says something to us that we don't like, are we telling them off and putting them in their place the way that an average person in the world would be doing? Or are we truly living the way that we should? We all got to strive to not be like the people that God was talking about, Isaiah 29:13, when he says, these people come near to me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. We are to be different from the world. Galatians 5, verses 19 and 20 tells us that the acts of the flesh are obvious. So we may put on a good front when we're around church people, when we're around our parents. But once we get away, and if we start acting like this, as far as the acts of the flesh, then we know that our hearts are not right towards God, and we need to get them right because we don't know when it's our time. Okay, so the acts of flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. And I warned you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. So it doesn't matter what appearance you put on in front of people that you are supposed to act right around. If you go away from those people and you act a certain way when you're not around those people, God sees that. And he knows your heart. He knows that your heart is not where it's supposed to be. But if we are caught in that trap, which is easy to be caught in for people in the church, people outside of the church, then we need to take the advice from Acts 3, verse 19. It says, repent and turn to God so that your sins will be wiped out and times of refreshing will come upon you. We have to repent. Colossians 3, verses 5 through 9. Once we are new creatures, new creations in Christ, once we've been born again, we have to put to death the things of the world. Starting in verse 5, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Don't lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices, and you're putting on a new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. If we are true followers of Christ, then we should not be engaging in these activities that are indicative of those who are still in the world. God is loving, he's merciful, he's gracious towards us. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter 3, verses 9, that God is not wanting anyone to perish, but he wants all of us to come to repentance. So if we are one of those who have not been living the lives that we should be living, and getting caught up in the double life, the appearance of being righteous when we're around the church people, the righteous people around our parents, but we've been not living the way that we should when we're away and our hearts aren't where they need to be, then we need to repent. We need to come back to God. If you've never put on Christ, if you are not a Christian yet, there is forgiveness for you. We just simply follow the simple instructions that were given, Acts 2:38, when they asked Peter, what do we need to do? He said, repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. And so if you're here tonight and you have not put on Christ and you have not had your sins forgiven, then this is a perfect opportunity for you to do that. If you so choose, we have water that's ready. Please come as we sing the song that's been selected.